I'ma send this one out for y'all, know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there, kicking up dust, giving a motherfuck. Yeah, niggas. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind, quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still rolled. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home.
What's up? What's happening? It's Ebony Mosey here of the Love and War Radio Show. Be sure y'all tune in each and every Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to check out Love and War Radio, hosted by me, my sis Delight, and my bro, super producer Mr. E, as we talk sex, dating dilemmas, marriage, side vicious thoughts. By the way, men are thoughts too. We're going to talk about it all. Catch us every Sunday afternoon on the west side of the After Party Radio. You feel me? See you at the party. Adi, adi.
Why your promo come on?
All right.
Love is blind.
Please don't sing. Don't put her in yet.
I don't sing.
Put her in at about 30.
No, we live right here. This is my sister Ebony. I'm your girl D-Light. This is Love and War Radio Show. Pump it up, Brittany. We got Brittany in the control room. Where you at, Ebony?
I'm right here.
We got Mr. E on the line, Mr. E. Diddy. Super producer. You produced the song too, right, Mr. E. Diddy? We gonna let the song go off before he can really hear us.
Right.
Love and War. Uh-oh, he said he can hear us. We live and clear, Love and Radio right here. We gonna fight for his love. Relationship talk show.
I really love this song.
You and me. Mr. E, when you gonna put this on iTunes?
Matter of fact, real quick.
Of love and war. Hey.
Okay.
That's the introduction to the Love and War Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
you are live with them on Air Divas. I'm your girl Ebony,
and
I'm Delight, and this is,
and I'm Ebony, Ebony Mosey here.
All right, and then who we got on the line?
It's your big homie, Mr. E, man.
Mr. E, wear your headphones, because I think we be hearing feedback.
Right, let me.
You in the studio?
He in the studio. But
it should be no feedback.
Okay,
no feedback. Feedback.
We just gonna pray. It's the Love and War Radio Show. Yes. Mr. E, this we was jamming to your song. The question is, when you going to put that on Amazon and iTunes and let me distribute it through iWire Music?
Oh, we got to do that ASAP.
And the other question, is, real quick, shout out to the artist real quick. Who did
who
that?
Is those
I love the two voices.
Yeah, man, shout out to my boy Verse. That's actually Johnny Taylor's grandson. I don't know if y'all know.
The guitar, the blues.
Blues.
You know I know music. Yeah, we ain't on here being core DJs for nothing. Shout out to the core DJ. Johnny Taylor, grandson. Yeah. What's his name?
Yeah, his name is Verse.
Okay, and what's her name?
Well, yeah, because she went in too. What's her name? What her name is? Because we're going to have to put her under contract.
And Teresa. Two very talented individuals.
Yes, they are. So we want y'all to do a whole 3-minute song of that, because y'all only did a half a minute. I need a 3-minute song, and then we're going to put it online. We're going to sell it, okay? We all going to be rich.
Yeah.
And then Love and War really going to be even more popping. We're going to have After Party Radio Network going to be worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yep.
Okay, look, we're going to jump into the show.
Let's just jump straight into the show,
yeah,
y'all.
Okay. So y'all, you know the show. It's
pretty interesting.
Mr. E, what's the title of the show? Let me see if you was paying attention this week, doing your research.
The title of the show is Weird Sexual Fantasies.
Now, you said weird. You said weird. You were saying people with sexual fetishes is don't be offensive, y'all. Now you gonna he gonna jump out there with weird. You know people don't like to be so what else?
Right.
So sexual fetishes, we ain't gonna shame. We ain't shaming nobody.
We're not gonna shame nobody.
I like that. Right.
But it's a
right.
lot of sexual fetishes out there, man.
And what's the second part of the sexual fetishes? The title.
Well, I mean, I got weird sexual fetishes. I ain't afraid to admit it.
Well,
you know, first let's define what a
yes,
sexual
please,
fetish is.
Do that,
a lot of people just think, oh,
let
I like
me get my paper.
I
but
like,
Agnes
you know,
tell you, she knows. She did her
sisters,
research.
You know, it might be a white guy that has a fetish for black women.
You know what? Somebody got us too. I can't remember his name, but somebody did sisters. There was somebody, I think I was with him and then you was with him. We might have
I'm
a couple
about
like
sisters,
that.
Sisters, black women, but yeah, fetish. We can get into that too. Yeah, they like them sisters
anyway,
too.
Let me tell my
twin sisters.
You know, some people got sexual fetishes. So
and let's reverse that. I was with him and then you was with him.
Nah, bitch. Nah, she done had a couple leftovers.
So a sexual
she done had
fetish.
A couple leftovers. Don't even lie.
A sexual fetish is basically a sexual obsession over an object. Our objects,
object
a body
is,
part, or a thing that is pretty much the only way you're able to have an orgasm or the only way you're able to be turned on. And
wow.
you can't get off without this fetish.
That's, it's a
people,
need.
Some people have, you know, and they don't even know
they
have. They
want to try. We got the triers, the kinks.
Some people don't even know
the
they have fetishes sometimes.
We
they
got the kinks and then the people with the fetishisms.
The fetishisms. No, it's some real crazy stuff out there, man. Real crazy stuff out there. So, I guess we can, you know, talk about what fetishes, you know, later what we
Rachel
might have.
Rachel try to call you and messing up our program.
Oh,
Rachel.
Nah.
You got to put your
Rachel.
Call
I didn't put it on airplane mode.
Airplane mode. But maybe she's trying to call and get the number.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you, did you write the number down?
Yeah, the number, y'all, just in case you
yes,
don't know.
Yes, it's 213.
213. What happened? How do we
now
resume?
We got to go back on Rachel
oh,
calling.
Oh, my goodness.
Rachel, honey, if you're having an emergency right now, don't call the family.
Right. I'm going to have to go on airplane mode real quick.
But I don't know if it's going to get you on. Okay, anyway. Mr. E, we was talking about what is a fetish? Fetishisms. People with them fetishisms. And we was giving out the name, the number, and the name of the show. This is the Love and War
right.
radio show. While my sister trying to get back on, Mr. E, you might have to be her friend again or ask for her live thing. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to call Rachel.
Okay.
Rachel, is it an emergency, honey? You're calling in the middle of our show. No, if you're calling me and Ebony, now you got me worried because you're the mother of my grandchild. What's going the hell
okay,
on?
Okay, we're back to live. We're back to live. So let's get back to the show.
Rachel,
we'll call
I
you
love
back,
you,
Rachel.
Baby. Give me 1 hour, okay? You're all mine in 1 hour. I love you so much. Thank you.
All
love
right,
you
y'all.
Too, baby.
So let's get back to the show. Sorry, Miss D. We're going to have to get Miss D back on the phone.
You know what? Can anybody email us and tell us how you basically rebuke calls.
Rebuke
how do
call
we rebuke calls?
There goes Mr. E. Is he on the phone still, Mr. E? You still there?
But
yeah.
It's the other way.
Okay.
You got to go backwards.
Let's get right to it. Oh,
it's,
shit.
But it's Hunter Mill.
Wait
a minute. Mr. E, you don't understand. We trying to stay live on social media.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many distractions.
My daughter-in-law just ruined the whole show.
So let's get back to it. You know, I'm going to go ahead and kick it off with just so we can get straight to the meat in a sandwich.
Oh, my God.
So sexual fetishes. I've come across, you know, a lot of crazy stuff. Over my time,
okay.
I really have. I had a guy, and the one that really blows me away, y'all. And I'm gonna just go ahead and kick it off with this one because it's nasty as all hell. I had a very nice, successful black man, educated black man.
Wait, hold on, why you gotta include his race?
Because I have to say his race, because you know y'all think it's only white folks that's into this kind of stuff. You know,
no, it's not. Wait a minute,
so,
we talking about fetishes. Did you define what a person is as fetish? And
I already defined what the fetish was.
I'm sorry.
I already defined what a fetish is. It's an an obsession over an object, a person, a thing. The only way that you're able to get off or be turned on.
They need that object.
They need that object
to stay stimulated.
To stay stimulated.
So anyway, to stay.
The guy asked
moist.
Me, get straight to the meat, to the sandwich, okay? The guy asked me, it was his birthday weekend, Mr. E, this blew me away, and he asked me if, you know, can we have a threesome? Now, mind you, we was just at the Gaylord Texan getting massages, we had dinner, we had a nice weekend planned, and he asked me, can we have a threesome? I said, okay, you know.
Not really feeling it.
Not feeling a threesome,
you are,
not really feeling it, I'm
really
just not into that.
Dickly, sis. That
I'm
was
strictly
like,
dickly. I'm
so
not
that
no
was kind of messed
monster.
Up. You know, you was so, like, oh, this is throwing me off, but let me see
throw
where
me
you're
off.
Going next.
So then he was like, I want to have a threesome with a transsexual.
Whoa.
And I sat there in my robe with my cucumber water and mints and stuff, and I just was like, what? Like, a trans? Like, where did that come from?
Where did it come from?
And he just said, I just always been, you know, fascinated by it. He mentioned that he watched the porn, and he was intrigued by it and wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, why you pick me, nigga, first of all? Why you pick me, of all people, to want to try something like that? And let me tell you, that was the last time I ever heard from him. After I left there, I had to call with an emergency. He called me on Facebook and everything, was showing up at my job, sending me all kind of gifts, diamond earrings and stuff. I ain't never heard from this man again. I couldn't handle it. That's just something that just totally turned me off.
Okay.
So again, but people were into stuff like that. You know what I mean?
They are.
He wanted a threesome with a man and a woman, basically.
You know what? That is a trans lover. Though we're not talking or bashing anybody, because if you say anything about anybody gay nowadays, a transsexual,
they get
a pansexual, everybody will come out the woodwork trying to tear you down.
Oh, they get offended.
So we're not trying to offend nobody, but we're just trying to say that, you know, for a man, if you're going to be with a man, you're going to be with a man. If you're going to be with a woman, you're going to be with a woman.
He was going to have a threesome with that transsexual. That was a man and a woman.
He had a fetish. He always is, but is that, because there's a difference between, there's kinks. Because this topic done opened me up to everything. There is kinks and there is people with fetishisms. Okay, so there are two different things. A kink may be just somebody that want to try it. Maybe he just wanted to try that out, Ebony. You and a beautiful woman with a beautiful transsexual. We talking man on the bottom, woman on the top.
Oh my goodness, that was such a turn off. That was.
I'm mad at him. That was the worst in life experience. You never contact him ever again. You was
never
mad.
Again.
You was mad. So that was a turn off.
That was a turn off.
If y'all want to call us up right now, the lines are wide open. We are talking about fetishisms. We talk about people that are kinks and people that maybe even have a sexual disorder.
Okay. What is the craziest thing someone has ever asked you to do? 213-270-1969. Did you ever have somebody ask you something crazy?
Let me just go to Mr. E, because Mr. E has some good ones. Because from a woman, you know, women, we all want to know the man's perspective. That's why we got Mr. E's sexual chocolate self on the show.
On the show.
You feel me? Because we want to know. The women want to know. What is some requests from other women out there? See, them hoes ain't telling us. Mm-hmm. Y'all not telling us what y'all asking these dudes to do.
You got some homegirls, you got some cousins, you got some aunties out there that act like they ain't freaky, but they freaky. And the reason why we know is because we dealing with them.
Well, we ain't talking about porn freak, you know.
I want to know, Mr. E. Yeah, you done had some freaks. We done had this conversation because this subject came about, and we'll talk about that later. But you said that you done got all kind of requests as a man from women over the years. We want to know. The women want to know. You do. People want to know.
You know what? I'm not going to put everything out there, but let me tell you this. About in my past, way long, long time ago.
Oh, here we go.
Long time ago.
You just saying that because your wife watching. You lying.
Okay, anyway.
Long time ago.
What they say is.
I've had about probably 40% of the women I've dealt with that seem normal, that seem cool, would ask me to, like, on them.
Oh man. They wanted you to R. Kelly him.
They wanted me to R. Kelly him, like, for real.
You know, that's crazy.
And the more chicks that asked me, the more I realized, like, this is common.
Now, that's a situation.
I was thinking R. Kelly was tripping, but I guess he wasn't tripping.
No, he wasn't tripping.
I didn't get the name of that. Because I'm going to find it by the end of this show. I'm going to have to research it.
It ain't squirting, but let me tell you, I pissed on somebody before. I thought it was pissing. It felt like it was an orgasm, but it was squirting. I never knew I had it in me. It only happened maybe twice in my life. You know what I mean? That I can remember. And I thought it felt like you got to pee and have a, you know, at the same time. But all of a sudden, it's,
hold up. Let me find out my little sister is a freak. You know, we ain't trying to go on air.
No, we're not trying to go there.
You the sexual perpetrator.
I was embarrassed. I was totally embarrassed. I didn't know how to handle it. I was like, what is
this?
He
wanted some
hot. He was turned on. Okay, let me Google that. Well, they were.
It was a whole lot of stuff that I found. Wait a minute. So, y'all, everybody that's watching Love and War Radio, we on the After Party Radio Network. We on Internet Live. We on Internet Radio, okay? We out here. We in these airways on After Party Radio. Radio Network. And we right now live on social media, and y'all ain't calling in because you know y'all a bunch of freaks out there. And we want to hear about your sexual fetishes because you know what, Ebony? Some DMs. You got some DMs, didn't you?
You know, I got some DMs, too.
213. Hold on. Let me give them this number out because we want to hear from the people out there, them fetishisms. Do you like booty? I even heard about people that like to lick people's eyeballs.
Why don't you tell them about what your friend Al on the train told you?
We
want to
talk about
friend.
That before we want to talk about your DMs because we wasn't clear. Okay. We had a lot of drama going on before we entered on the airways in the studio.
Well, this person here, and they wanted to be anonymous.
Talk about DMs.
We're going to jump straight into it, but the person wants to be anonymous.
Wait, we was going to give them the number first for all the freaks.
213.
No, bitch, you in Dallas.
I'm in Dallas.
We right now live. Wait a minute, we live in L.A. Just moved out here, really, from Dallas. We got Mr. E. What's up, Mr. E?
Yo, what it do?
He live in Dallas. We got that 214, that 213 thing going on. Ha ha.
Right.
So call us up at 213-270-1969. Now, sis, tell them what people DM'd you about this.
Now, this is just it's a weird one, but I'm going to read it. Mm. My partner fetish story. I was seeing a girl who was a bisexual. When we got together, she had just left a full girl-on-girl relationship. Mm. Our sex life was great, but she approached me with the idea that she wanted to see one of her gay friends give me head. She thought it was the idea was hot and tried to convince me that he would be under the sheets so I wouldn't see. I most definitely declined, but that's something I'm not into whether I can see it or not. It's a surprise and crazy that she would even ask.
Wow.
So why would a girl want to see another guy? I mean, some people, is she bisexual? Maybe because she already liked to see women doing women. And
let
she
me tell
see
you,
how
y'all. Your girl, Janelle Monae, we all in the music business.
I love Janelle.
I do entertainment PR. Okay, y'all do, Mr. E, you record.
And her girlfriend.
You
I'm glad
do record.
They decided to do something.
Well, see, but see, she came out and said she pansexual.
Wait a minute.
Okay, y'all know what pansexual is?
Define it.
Okay, somebody that is just attracted to all people. I mean, I don't care if you a gay man, I'm attracted to you. If you a gay woman, a woman that like women, I'm attracted to you.
Hmm.
If you like other men, if you like men and women, you bisexual, I like you too.
I'm strictly dickly. So that's
if you strictly dickly, I like you too. Okay, that's what Janelle Monae
like
said.
You.
Bitch,
like
Monelle, Monelle,
I like
Janelle.
Too.
I like Janelle. Like what's her that. Name? Monelle. No, that's another singer. Janelle Monae came out.
Her song is called I Like It.
Well, don't sing. Okay. Anyways, Janelle Monae said that she was pansexual. That's somebody who's attracted to everybody. Gay people,
right.
Bisexual people.
So how do we get from
okay? Anyways, then we was talking about sexual
people. You be jumping off.
Okay, she said, put your microphone on. Bitch, you ain't Janet Jackson.
I ain't Janet Jackson.
Put it in your mouth and be under control.
Did you ever have let's get straight to you because you're the only one that hasn't answered her question. Mr. E has answered.
Y'all
I talked about one of mine.
Now. I'm saved.
That
so
don't
I can't
mean
really
nothing.
Talk
let's
about
talk
myself.
About your past. Let's talk about your past. Did anybody ever make you do something that you didn't want to do?
Long
that you
time.
Thought
a whole
was crazy?
Lot of stuff. It's a whole lot of stuff. Done. I mean, honey, I'm from California.
Compton, Texas.
Southern California, Compton, Texas. Okay, because we lived about over a decade in Dallas. Okay, she did all her 20s and some of her 30s. I did some of my 20s and some of my 30s in Dallas. Okay. Anyways, it was some stuff.
You
but I was married now, so I really don't want to talk about
all next, my freaky. Okay, well, next. She don't want to talk about it. Let's get to the meat and the potatoes. So, you know.
Wait a minute. I just want to tell y'all about this one. Mr. E, what you was going to say?
Okay.
What you was going to say?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all about this one.
Come on.
What sparked this whole
topic?
So I got a friend named Al.
Who always got some friends that's weird as hell.
Well, you know what? We love
friends.
Al. Shout out to Al. We be on the train.
You make sure you tell him he needs some new friends.
You know what, Al? Bless his heart. Y'all, Al, he do got some interesting friends. Friends that cheat on their wife. Friends that's coming home with strippers. Friends that's doing it to their sisters-in-laws.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Anyways, he came to me with this topic and said, you know, D, one of my friends, we on the train. This conversation goes down on the train. It's so bad I want to make a train reality show. A commuter train person reality show / train / office. Okay? He tells me, I got a friend that basically his wife won't go down on him. and do fellatio on him. So he was ready to divorce her. Because if she's not going to go at least do that with him, she's definitely not going to do what his fetish is. And his fetish is he is a adult baby diaper lover.
Ooh, a grown man.
It's called ABDL, y'all. It's got a title. It's got a name.
That's different.
Y'all, it's called Adult Baby Diaper Lover. Again, it is someone who enjoys role-playing as a baby.
Ooh.
Wearing adult diapers or both. Some diaper lovers are adult babies, but not always. See, they're saying they don't have
an
attraction for children, but they want to be in a baby position.
Those are the guys you see on them Craigslist personals.
Put a diaper on. Adult baby diaper lover.
That is weird as
all
hell.
Or they like to have on the diaper and be taken advantage of. Come here, you little baby. Give it to me, you little woody.
That's
woody.
Too
Let me
much.
Suck on and kiss
so,
on your
it, it kind of sounds
That's
kind of
nasty.
Hot it sounds kind of hot
though. No!
He said it sounds kind of hot. That's hella funny.
It is a real condition. You can buy the diapers for adults and everything.
I don't know about the diapers.
Ebony, I was telling you. I was telling Ebony, my sister, on the way here, we was conferencing Mr. E. It's a $9 billion business, sex toys, the sex industry. Candy Burris has her a sex line, right?
You know her little website.
Yeah.
And you be talking about them, all them toys and all that
bondage
nasty
and
stuff.
They have all kind of stuff
all
out
that
there.
All that bondage
folks
and on her sex tips.
Want you to try.
And we do have sex tips coming up.
As long
up.
As it don't hurt.
Look at her. You know what? My sister is a freak.
As long
what
as it don't hurt.
What else has people said on the DM or... Yeah, no, we ain't going to talk
a
about
porn
yet.
Fetish. It's okay. A very common one. People have a
Ooh,
porn fetish
Lord.
Where they have to watch porn to get in the mood. And I had a guy back in the day, too. First of all, I want to tell the guys that you have to figure out a way to explain to your spouse if you like porn. Figure out a way to tell her that it has nothing to do with her. Because that's the first thing we thinking. Well, damn, we not getting him off. Why he got to watch her and him
Well, that
over
condition
here?
Is called voyeurism, y'all.
Yeah, but
that's a real... But sis, hold on now. That is a real condition. It's called voyeurism. Voyeurism.
But that's more.
It says some people get aroused looking at other people having.
But that's
sex
not in the. And that's the
in
real,
real
in
life.
That's in real life. That's not porn.
That's the name of that fetish, though. If you like
pornophilia,
if, hey,
is the one.
Who
that
gonna be sitting
about?
Up there with some binoculars at night, Mr. E, looking and saying?
I had a guy ask me to do that. He wanted me to
let me see them
have
sex
with another guy in front
we
of
We closing
him.
The curtains, baby. We ain't got black people close the curtains, Mr. E.
Now, that seems kind of boring to me. That seems boring.
I wouldn't want to watch somebody. I couldn't even handle a threesome that I had because I didn't want to share them. I didn't want to watch somebody else doing what?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I get jealous. I get jealous. I can't handle threesomes and all that, watching and all that. I'm a private one-on-one
Wait
kind
a minute.
Of girl.
This one I can't deal with. And this one in the Bible. This one is in the Bible. This is sin. Like, God detested these
Your
people.
Voice, hello.
Okay. If you are a necrophiliac, someone who basically likes to have or they have an attraction to dead body.
Why
corpses.
Are we even talking about this on
and
our show?
Well, because it's a thing. It's a fetish, y'all. This
we can talk about the good ones. We ain't got to talk about stuff like that.
I mean,
shit. Damn, there go all the last of our viewers right there. They
Jameel.
Fell off.
Wait a minute. We got our homegirl, Jameel Harper extraordinaire. We got her in the studio. We got Brittany in the studio. We live, and I don't hear nobody calling yet talking about they sexual fetishes because everybody want to keep quiet about their
You know
mess.
What I mean? I got another one.
What is it?
In the DM, the person, they like swinging. They
yes.
like to do swinger
swinging
stuff.
Swinging is very common.
And that's a fetish, too, because when you want to watch other people and share your partner and his husband and wives actually going to swing parties, and they out here having full-blown situations. You know what I mean? And it's Ooh. An addiction. This stuff gets addicting. All of these fetishes are addictions, and it's
a
devil. It's a spirit.
They
I'm just playing.
Jesus. But we're not judging.
No, for real.
Mr. E, you was going to be nice in here. That those are just things people have to battle with. There is so many things in here. It's called armpit licking. That's a fetish. Whips and chains is a fetish.
You know, guys out there like to have sex with women on a period, too. One of my friends DM'd me and told me that a guy wanted to, that's not, why are we even talking about that? There go the rest of the viewers. Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
I'm sorry, y'all. We're going to discuss y'all. But this is real. Mr.
It's real stuff.
When I told y'all about my friend who got a person with a friend of his that confided in him about a sexual fetish, a adult baby diaper lover, he couldn't even tell me. He just showed me on his phone and he said, read this. Mm-mm. But I said, you are an attraction to people who are sick and need some help. Okay? Because to me, I don't want to, I'm not judging that person, but if you like to lick armpits, that's not normal. If you like to have sex and get off, and the only way you can get off, because we're saying fetishes are people who need something. Fetishes are people who need something that becomes an addiction.
That becomes
somebody who likes...
like anal sex.
Ooh,
you know that that's a real common one, too, that they got everybody out here thinking it's okay. No.
Lord.
But some guys want to try it and press the means of, you know what I mean? Because they're addicted. Ooh. They're fascinated. They want to lick, you know, booty holes. And,
wow.
You know, it's weird. It's
I
weird
mean, R. Kelly
there.
Has been in the news quite lately, right, Mr.
Behind
E?
That stuff.
Mr. R. Kelly, he's another producer. Is that something that creative people have a problem with? Do you have a problem with pissing on people as a producer and a songwriter?
Well, you know what? Well, you know what? To be honest with you, a lot of this stuff is more common around regular people than people willing to admit.
That's
everybody
what you
willing to hide it.
You lying.
No, yeah. It's just that people, especially females, like, females don't be so willing to admit that they got sexual fetishes, but then when you get them behind closed doors, they do. You know?
They right. Talking about, can you do what, Mr. E? What they be wanting you to do?
A lot. Well, no, I mean, wait.
Tell us. I know your wife watching.
But it's been a lot. Huh?
Well, your wife is watching, but what can you tell us and tell the people? Some of the requests that you got from women.
Okay, like I've had females in the past that they cannot get off without anal sex. Females in the past that cannot get off without violent sex. And when I say violent, I mean
violent.
Really
they want
violent.
You to choke them.
So that goes out of that bondage, that BDSM stuff too. There's a lot of people out there that just get turned on. They want to handcuff you and hurt you and spank your thing.
Now that's very common.
Fire and,
spanking is the most common, y'all. Woo! It's very common in people that get people off. But Ebony, let's not forget that you also talked about bloodhounds.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
We got off
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah, we got off that quick, but that could have nasty. All right, we want y'all to just get your mind in another place while y'all just listening to us. Because matter of fact, we are 30 minutes into the show. But you know what? I think this is so good. We can't even really stop for no sponsor break.
We can't keep going because we got
people want to know coming up. I really want somebody to call in. If y'all don't want to call in, we live right now. I don't know what y'all waiting on. Come on. Talk about it. Are you
don't be anonymous. You don't even have to say your name. You ain't even got to say your name.
Y'all make people feel bad about their fantasy.
We not. People freaks. We embrace freaks. Hey, and we all got a freaky side.
We all do.
Well, I'll tell you what. The people want to know what's coming up, and we're going to see just how normal it really is. A little bit.
All right. That's 213-270-1969 is the number. If you're watching right now, we want you to call in. Let your voice be heard right here on this platform on the Love and War Radio Show with your girl,
yes.
Ebony, D-Light, and Mr. E live from Texas, Dallas, Texas, right here on the After Party Radio Network. All right, so bloodhounds, so nasty, but it's a thing, ooh. Y'all. Men obsessed with period sex. So the same guy, Al, tells me that then, the next day, he like, you know what, me and my people from the train, we having some live-ass conversations on the train, because I need to make that shit a reality show. Excuse me, y'all. I need to make that a reality show, okay? Because we on the train, he said, you know, I'm standing out in the hallway, we the building having a fire drill. I talked to my IT dude, and I said, hey, people on my train, we talking about fetishes. The dude just tells him, hey, I plan my wedding around my wife having her period. We love period sex, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Said it's hot and everything. It said a bloodhound.
You know, that's only if it's a must-have. If it's a must-have.
I mean,
and
be
we
looking
ain't
like a murder
DC scene.
Look,
oh,
that made
no.
Mr. E want to throw up. You know, we're going to have to get off this. What's the next topic?
The
there's
next
people
one.
Out there that got some issues, Mr. E. I mean.
Because yeah, I wouldn't want to. I don't
that's
even want to be
normal.
A woman.
That's not normal. Huh? That's not normal. As a woman, women, can I get a hand? Don't touch me. Don't look at me. I don't want you to smell me. I feel very disgusted.
Well,
on
you
my
know
period.
The saying is that it's like a dog and heat. You know, we do get hornier and hotter. You know, it just depends on who you with. I'm just saying. You know, hell, if my husband wanted it, he gonna get it.
You know what? You know, Charlamagne. Shout out to Charlamagne in the Breakfast Club. He say, don't nothing stop a period but a sentence.
But a sentence. Yeah. But a singe. You
that's
feel
real
me?
Nasty. I'll be like, ugh.
When
nasty.
You love somebody, man, you gonna, you be in the mood for it all the time.
Okay, what else did, what did you, so the, well, oh no, I can't say a name.
Don't be saying folks' names. No, I hear you see she's trying to get
ooh,
folks caught up.
We don't have to talk about that one later. Lord have mercy.
But no.
Cross-dressing.
Yeah, that's almost that like the role
like
playing.
That was like your dude. It's your like dude asked you to have sex with somebody who was dressed as a man but dressed like a woman. He liked, that's a fetish. That's called.
That's a tranny. No, that's
it's
different.
It's cross-dressing. It's one of the top. It's number 8.
But some guys like to actually wear bras and panties and get them in
that's
the mood
another
too. But
condition.
They actually, that's how, see, that's how Kate started out. That's how Kate started out. Look at
well,
her now.
Remember when I dated that big old, big, tall, chocolate, scrumptious dude from SMU?
Oh, yeah, and he put them tiny ass drawers
and
bra.
No, he put my whole negligee on. We talking about a big ass linebacker, the strongest man I have ever seen in my life.
And she took a picture. Yeah, we still got
and
it,
I
too.
I took a picture of a I Negro. Think. From the east part of Texas, okay?
Big old country, 6'7". Yep.
Bless his heart.
I mean, I can't judge nobody for this.
He put on my pink negligee, and I was working with Club Records at the time. I took a picture of him, Mr. Ian, put it all around the SMU on their MySpace page.
That's how trifling she. You got to watch her.
I was
her.
Young, though. That
young
was,
and
it
dumb.
It was some good stuff.
Young and dumb.
It was good, and I just, and he disrespected me, Mr. Ian.
Young and
so,
dumb.
So, you know,
I'm
the PR. I'm PR extraordinaire. So the boy got put out there on social media on MySpace, and everybody at SMU seen the star player in a pink negligee from after Clout Records night, a long night.
Oh my goodness!
You know I had my camera on deck, so I just snapped the picture. Pow! I put that out there, boy. That thing
okay,
went viral.
I know.
Okay, sorry.
We got to get her to get her.
I'm
you know I got
to
get her together sometime.
Please forgive me.
I got to get her together. There go all the sponsors for the show.
I mean, it's real, though. Some people do crazy things sometimes. We'll talk about that's another topic.
That's another show. That's another show.
Yeah, people
so let's get
psycho.
Back to it. Let's
go, bitch.
Right? So, what about choking? I had a guy that wanted to choke you out every time you guys had sex. Or some, it wasn't all the time, but it would just turn him on more, and that was sometimes the only way he was able to come. But hell,
wow.
I'd be damn near passed out by the time I wake up after this
shit. I would have been like, where's my sister? She ain't called this morning. I'm calling 911, missing person, ho. What you doing?
Let me tell you something.
Don't let me find out you out here doing crazy shit. Mm-mm. She gonna piss me off.
I'll try anything once.
You know what my sister
Literally 80% of the chicks I've ever dealt with in my life, they had to be choked.
You know.
That was just
Mr.
Like,
E.
You
out here choking chicks to get them off? You know that thing ain't good enough? They gotta have you choke them too? Come on, Mr. E.
No, I'm just that was they thing. That
y'all
was they
hear
thing. It. Just, they had to be choked. I don't know what. They,
I don't like what, it. I don't like on. It, y'all.
I was gonna save this, or wasn't gonna save this one, but this one might just totally blow the whole show. But I had a guy buy a strap on, and it was little, and he wanted me to try it.
Oh, he wanted
because he heard about some prostate.
He wanted to get that stimulation.
And
feel
so
like I'm
we never
girl going in
to the store. We never did it, but because I always be joking, I was joking around with him. Always like
over there blinking the eyes hard.
I was always joking with him, like, "You want me to fuck you? You ready? You ready to get smashed? You know, and be making jokes. You ready to try it? Come on, you know,
that,
like you
Mr.
bought
e,
it. Let's try
Mr.
it
e,
then."
You like
I
that?
Was really like, "Wow, he really want me to try
Mr.
this
e,
shit."
You know, we like
done.
We tried to ask you yesterday about them.
I'm
the,
done.
Men like anal, like a little stimulation. Is it okay? Can you just put your finger in, like bloop 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 bloop,
the pinky finger?
Just a
man,
little one,
I,
little stimulation,
hey,
some little lickitation.
Oh, I got a rule: no action around none of that.
No tongue action.
Mr. E.
Keep going if y'all want.
You know, that's a thing. Okay, so wait a minute. Oh, because I got it. Then Al going to send me this to the text. We got a text group for everybody on the train. We got a text group. So he texts me that Tom Brady, he likes it. Like, he likes, you know, his butt licked.
Where did Tom Brady say
it was
this
on
at?
TMZ Sports. Y'all gonna have to watch it in my Be Simone voice.
See, men like it. They just don't want to admit it because they want to act like at least the strong
men. I mean, my Be Simone
the manly
voice,
men, they want to make it seem
hey.
Like,
nah, we don't want nothing on our booty hole.
Bitch,
but
he likes it in his booty like Be Simone.
I had
bitch.
A football player. Okay, a football player when I was younger.
Oh.
a big old Mashlin football player. Who? Mashlin, for sure.
I think I know who it is.
No, it ain't that one. Oh, this is before him, way in my college days, way back.
Okay.
But a football player.
Bitch, was we in Dallas or was we in
we
LA?
Was in Cali.
Okay.
Oh. He had his legs open just like that. Let me put my flab down, too, by the way. Okay, but he had his legs open wide awake. And it surprised me, and that's how I was so sprung on him. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try whatever he wanted to try. Sometimes,
bitch,
you
sprung. Ebony gets sprung.
No, you get sprung, and you want to try to please your partner, so they have you doing some shit you ain't even supposed to be doing.
That's
like, even
mess.
Trying, let alone, like, threesomes, for example. I was never into threesomes, but because the person wants to have that fetish of being with
they
two women
try
or whatever.
It, but a difference, a kink is a person who tries it.
Right.
A fetish is some person that is, needs it. They can't
needs
even
it.
Get off until they get their booty. But I love all y'all.
That's
I
mean, finger it, right there.
If a guy, if
hey,
you
sometimes
know,
it feel good. Though.
That's how you,
put,
know
you put it
either
right.
You gay or straight. Like
you know?
You're just not getting
yeah.
off. You know what I'm saying? But it could be a situation.
But there's a spot up there that hurt. It's up in there now.
Men like
know?
It like
it ain't
that.
Gotta be. That's
they like your little booty rub, like your tickle. If you was, if I'm a wife and my husband want me to play with his thing, you know what I mean? Come on now.
Put your finger.
But
in
if you
the
could
girl.
Think about, wait a minute, is this? And then you know him.
You
like
you
hey,
are.
Nah.
Yeah, you think about it and you be like, nah.
Because it's just out here as a professional woman.
They
I have
do
done
research.
My research.
They do research too. Men, they want to know how to get stimulated.
Mr. E, you might know? Have to try it.
Oh, no.
And you might be missing out.
No, I know. You know what? I'm very in touch with what I like. Now, I don't.
He's such a straight man.
Like
I can't stand it.
Because
and I love it at the same damn time.
Anything that a woman does to you, as long as she's not penetrating you, no matter what it is, that don't make you gay. It's just a woman doing. But
okay,
I don't
okay.
like. I don't like booty play though. I don't want.
You don't like
I
no
don't,
booty
I mean,
play. It just feels.
You
awkward.
Know, the most you can do is grab
no
a cheek. You can grab a cheek.
I can bite that booty cheek, huh? I can bite the booty
she
cheek.
She want to bite it. She want to go in. She want to sniff it. She want
to. Nah, I ain't trying to.
I'm just saying. What if that's what she want to do with the
I do sniff belly buttons, though.
No, that's
I like
nasty. That's how
I sniffed it. That's my test to see how dirty or clean a nigga is. If he take care of himself. If he wash his belly button, that's you know he take care of himself.
Wow.
He spend good time in the shower.
Yes,
if you go down and kiss that stomach and that
good.
Belly button stank, nigga, that means that he do them quick wash-ups every time.
Ooh,
in and out.
Smelling belly button.
I used to do that, too.
That's
that so
nasty.
The belly button test.
Sometimes you forget to wash your belly button. Y'all nasty for that. Y'all wrong for that.
You know, okay, so look, y'all, we got about 13, 14
okay, wait
minutes
a minute,
left
wait,
to the show.
Hold on, no. Oh, we do.
Ooh, so, you know,
we're
going to have to get to
Are
the people want to know.
Okay, but this, let me just say this. This is this was on the news.
Uh-oh.
This was on TMZ.com, y'all. Rob Gronkowski.
She
you
don't
know,
even know who this
you
is.
You know the NFL
she don't
player.
Even know who is this?
Is giving Tom Brady two thumbs up because he's saying Tom Brady basically he's an
she don't even know what she's talking about. Look,
analingus. Somebody is an oral and anal sex act in
she
which a person stimulates the anus of another by using mouth, including lips. Tongue or teeth.
So they like the.
It
la,
is
the
an
booty
anal oral contact.
That should be feeling
anal
good.
Anal oral contact. Try to say that. Anal oral contact.
Oh, well.
Okay, so they saying if somebody is analingus. Okay, they like to give anal oral contact. Anal oral. I can't
especially
say
when
it
you
right.
Turn over from the from boy.
Anal oral.
Bend over. It's all right.
Okay, y'all know if y'all want your booty licked, go ahead and call 213-270-1969.
No, not for me.
If you right.
I'm talking about it feels good to receive.
If you ready for a relationship with a good woman, call my sister because she said she'll try anything.
Yeah,
honey.
I'm a little kinky.
She's a kink. Definitely.
I'll
try.
I've tried a few things.
Okay, it's 40 minutes after. Mm-hmm. It's the time.
Okay.
The time we all been waiting for.
Uh-oh.
Ebony, tell him.
What? No, it's Mr. E, tell him.
Yeah, no, Mr. E, but you got to set him up.
Set him up for what? The people want to know?
Yeah.
The people want to know. The people want to know.
Oh, she is going to do it. Mr. E, your time.
The people want to know, okay?
I can't stand
and
her.
And real quick. See, we've been talking about everybody else's fetishes. Now, the people want to know, Ebony, NC Life, do you have a fetish? Never mind.
Wait a minute.
I don't even want to know.
I want to know what your fetish is. Don't tell me.
Did nobody ask you that? How'd you come up with that question? Because the people did. Ain't nobody called.
Nobody called.
Ain't nobody Instagrammed you. You was a lie. Did nobody? The people didn't want to know that. You was a lie.
Okay. Listen. I'll tell you what. This is what we're going to do. If somebody make any comment, a hand raise, a heart, any comment, then we're going to do the people want to know. And let me know that they want to know. Do anybody want to know?
You said they DM'd you and said the people want to know. What the people want to know, Miss E? One more time.
People
want to
know what y'all fetishes are.
I'm going to go ahead and shoot. We're going to let her go first. She's going to tie up the whole rest of the show.
We got one. There we go.
What?
We got one. Oh.
Yeah. I'm looking at TV like, what?
All right. Let's go.
So, what they want to know. My fetish lately recently.
We talking about old or new?
This is new. It's become water.
Water?
Sex and water.
Oh, Lord.
And having
Let
to
me
do
see.
It.
What is this? This is an angle. This is a water list.
Waterphilia.
A waterphilia. A waterphilia.
Look, our dog did
sex
the same
and
thing
water.
On Instagram Live. He want to know.
The best way to do it, sex on people water. Think that if water is not, you know, you can't have enjoyable sex in water. You
water
actually can. You got
it.
But you got to have the right oils. If you got the right oils in the shower, in the jacuzzi, or in the pool, or wherever you are
Jamil,
with this water.
In the water with the oils.
In
bitch.
The
oil
water,
and water don't mix.
Look, she ain't going to get in that jacuzzi later on the night.
Oil and water don't mix. Is it his own jacuzzi?
It's his own jacuzzi. Jacuzzi.
Okay,
jacuzzi.
We ain't got to be scared by nobody. Okay, now you might be in your own jacuzzi.
No,
okay, what else?
But no, that's one of them. And then my other one would be like, I've always liked to dress up, and I'm just maybe because I got more confident.
Not like a
but
man,
I like
though,
fishnets.
Right?
I like fishnets and have garter belts. You ain't got to have nothing
black
else, but that's just sexy. It turn you on. Like, it turned me on, too. I'm like, oh, it kind of pick
minute.
Up the booty and hide the little pooch in the stomach and, you know.
Okay, wait a minute, bitch. Hold on. And it got the slit up the middle with the little pieces out in the right
top.
Nah,
I don't even be having the top.
It's a fishnet body suit.
I ain't got the top. I got a
booty
or two, you know, but we don't
have
the top
on. Okay, but
look,
a fishnet body suit, Mr. Eva. I don't know what they're saying. That's all right, sis. That's all right. That's all right. You like to dress up like a freak.
I like to dress
Who
up.
Who want to talk about that with that?
I like the whole
nasty.
The bustier and the garter belts and the pumps and the, you know, because some guys, that's a fetish too. You know, heels.
Just
want
to dominate you.
They want to, the only way they get turned on is seeing fishnets or heels. They want to have sex with
and
your heels
say
on.
Somebody,
you know what I mean? That's
latex.
A fetish.
Somebody who likes latex. They only want you to wear like tight latex condom looking suits.
Oh, hell no.
Fetish.
That's about to highlight every stretch mark and
it's
cottage
a, it's
cheese.
It's a fetish.
Hell no, nah, nigga.
It's a situation.
You don't come out looking like a balloon, nigga.
I don't
a
got
water
the name.
Balloon.
I told him I got 50 pages of research. If you got 50 pages of research, but you ain't really did none of it, you know what I'm saying? That's a problem. Because there was so much
like
nasty stuff.
Balloon.
Well, I ain't going to say it's nasty, Mr. E. Mr. E said, don't y'all offend nobody.
Let's
out
get
there.
To the most common ones, though. The most common ones
Wait
are like.
No, you
watch.
Was talking about your fetishes. I didn't get to talk about mine.
Oh, yours. Okay, let's get to
let's
yours.
Talk about your
let's get
bed.
To your fetish.
I ain't got none.
See, she wasted all this time. Wasted all this time and air time
none.
For nothing.
The devil is alive.
The devil is alive.
The devil is alive.
Okay,
the
y'all.
The devil is alive.
Okay, how many minutes we got left?
Uh-huh. She'd be over there doing it all the time.
10 minutes. You know Brittany in the studio all up on it. She was like, 10 minutes. All right. Real quick.
Minutes.
Well, no, that's just something you used to like or you want to try.
What is it?
It ain't no fetish because I can still get off. Mother can get off without having no nasty stuff. You know, you got to know how to get off when you're regular. You feel me? You just get off. All right, so Mother
listen,
can get off.
And listen, her husband be having some boring ass sex.
Wait a minute. No, we be like praising the Lord and then we just be like,
praising
Lord.
The Lord. Oh, with the
Don't
Bible.
You
oh,
man
Lord.
Of God, come give it to me.
Oh,
Ow.
My
God.
So
I can see it now. Wait a minute. You know what? I rebuke you for telling me this. Okay, Mr. E, because I done wasted my time. What's your fetish? People want to know now. You know what?
Yeah,
oh, look, let me. I'm lying. This is my battery pack. It ain't even my phone. But you know what? People want to know. What's Mr. E fetish?
Man, I don't mind saying my fetishes. I got a bunch of fetishes.
Okay, well, come on.
All we need
ladies,
is one.
You know, that's the reason why we created this show.
All
women
want to
know about men.
We want to know what these
men
out here.
What
and
you,
we
what you think?
Trying all this new stuff. You
yeah,
know,
what
they
you
really
thinking?
Don't be
what
feeling
you
know
what?
Gets
a man off, baby.
As long as it feel good.
Oh, what is it?
You know what? I've always had a fetish for role play.
Yeah, that BDSM stuff, or just dressing up and acting like
nah,
he's a cop and a robber.
He is very straight. He's not
a bank
dressing
robber
up.
And a, and
ain't
a,
no booty action coming off. So what you call about dressing up then, a straight man? What's
no,
that?
I didn't say shit then.
He said role play.
I said role play.
So what would
Excuse
be your favorite little scene right
I'm
now?
To
if
see
you
Mr.
if you
e
get the wife into a scene tonight.
Like the bartender and the last customer.
And the last customer, and you drunk as
hell. Why? You feel like, oh, let me give
one.
You a drink.
I think I want to try
I'm
that one.
Buy
that's
you
a, good
a
one.
Drink.
That's
yeah.
a good one. Let's go. What did Sky say?
Or the librarian and stack of books.
Sky want to do robber. We going to have to mention Sky Life one more time. She wants somebody to come and take it. Bitch, give it to me. Don't you? You got that money, don't you? You a boss, bitch. Give me that.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. I wanted to wrap up the show too, because you know we running out of time.
We got how many minutes we got left?
Can you let me finish?
We got 6 minutes.
Okay.
6 minutes. Dougie Lord. Fresh.
A hot one, y'all, because they got a movie out about it, The 50 Shades of Grey. That BDSM. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are into it. And maybe because it's like a sex slave kind of thing, you know, you get to tie up your person and make them do whatever you want them to do. Would you do it, or would you try it, Mr. E? Like, for your wife,
yeah.
or both of y'all tried, like, you know? So, let me tell
yeah.
you something.
I will.
What do you think your wife would say about it? You think she'd be open
I
to do it?
I don't know. You
she
know,
wants you
we'll
to be the robber. Are you
going to
take it?
Show and see.
All right, if she wants you to be the robber, are you going to take it, Mr. E?
Huh?
If you're going to be the robber, okay, if your wife is, like, come with a sky, a fetish, I want you to rob me. I want you to take my last.
And bop her over the head real yeah. quick with the
I want you to put
whipper.
Your hands on me.
Pistol whipper.
What you going to do? What you going
to
do?
We might get started on that ASAP.
Hey, look. He a freak.
Hey.
You said you're still waiting on your threesome. Why you want
to
have a threesome?
Kids here. We got to wait till the kids are here, though. We got to use the whole
Y'all going to have to find some babysitters.
Lord.
Yeah. I recommend babysitters for all of y'all. All y'all married people, we need babysitters in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. So look, oh, Missy, you still didn't tell us your fetish, what your fetish is right
he
now.
He said role playing. He
okay, that was one. He said he fetishes, plural. What's the next one?
Wait a minute, hold on. We going clockwise, okay?
No, so, your next one. Ebony says she's a water linguist. She like it in the water. I mean, I'm talking about she. If it says jacuzzi, it's on and popping.
And popping.
Okay, with oils, it's on. You gonna rub me down? I'm gonna get my
fishnets,
my
too.
Wet body back in these oils, and ain't nobody watching, or it might be somebody watching on the roof, because that's what voyeurs like. They like somebody that's peeking.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Oh,
shout out to little yeah. nephew. Hey, oh, who do this? My nephew Leonard, little Leonard 3. When he do
L4.
Them eyes.
L4. You know, that's going to lead me to my sex tips, because you know we only got about a few minutes left, y'all.
All right, sex tips. Ooh,
and
girl,
Mr.
please.
And Mr. E, since you
we
said you're
going
to try it, because I know I can't get her to try it,
mm-mm.
but maybe I can get you to try it.
I might try
and
it.
And the viewers
I'm
out
married.
Here listening. Because, again, we got to just try stuff.
I
that
try
50
anything.
Shades of Grey, we ain't got to go to the extent to where you hurting somebody. And it's
no
enjoyable. The whole key is to make it pleasurable. Mm. And sometimes
Look.
When you're tied up and you're restrained.
Pleasure.
You can't really, I mean, the pleasure is just more enjoyable, and then it's
pleasure.
Like everything is more heightened, your sensations, everything
sensational.
Is. So while I was in the midst of looking up stuff related to our topic today,
mm-hmm.
I found this nice kit right here. It's the 50 Shades of Grey.
It's the 50 Shades of Grey kit by Ebony Mose.
I'm okay. telling you, for the BDSM.
BDSM, bitch. You know you
they
ain't
come with
freak.
The handcuffs, the blindfold where you could tie her up with the leg thing. And you know what? I had a guy one time. He had this bar thing. Yeah, I've had some weird
okay,
people.
Okay, yeah, I see.
And I never.
I don't want to hear any more about it. Okay,
I didn't want to try it, but he had this the feet handcuff thing, like the stuff where you handcuff
like
your feet. I don't like it either. We ain't trying it. That
I
was
like
it.
To be in control.
That was it. So if y'all want to try the 50 Shades of Grey kit. It is available right now on Amazon.com.
Okay, tell them the website. What that gonna do? They can't see that.
They can see it right there. Amazon.com. It's called the 50 Shades of Grey Hard Limits Bed Restraint Kit. And I pulled it up real close.
Get you a restraint kit
so they can see it.
If you are a voyeurism type of person and you are a fetishism that likes to have bondage, BSDM or BDSM, anything like that.
Anything.
Okay, you know what? You got a little, we can sell that. You know, your little vapor situations.
Boy, we're going to get one that's going to be a sexual
Everything's for
vape.
Sale. We got airtime right now. We going live on
this
YouTube.
This is the sexual enhancing vape, just so you know. They got those
wow,
out there, too.
Wow, you feel good after
you feel
you
good,
puff
honey.
My vape.
Sunday
puff
fun
my vape.
Day for sure.
You're going to want to have Sunday fun day after I puff this vape.
Sunday
it's
fun day.
It's a sexual vape. You know, my sister, anything cannabis,
y'all wait, I got some coming up too, y'all.
Y'all
we got
better
some
contact
up.
This bitch is the cannabis
queen.
Feel good bitch.
The cannabis queen. Hey, you look, y'all make sure y'all check us out every Sunday.
Because
we run out of time, girl, so we gotta let them know again.
Jesus
every
Hammer.
Sunday, y'all.
2 minutes.
Love and War Radio with me, Ebony Mose, my sis D Light,
okay.
My bro, Mr. E.
Mr. E, you got we before we get up out of here, you gotta tell the people something.
The people wanna know.
Where to follow you, how to get some tracks. Get some studio time. Yeah. You out there in Dallas, Texas. You got the fire tracks. What?
1 minute.
Yo. Okay, so you can follow me on Instagram, MISTA Diddy. Mr. E Diddy, like P Diddy, but Mr. E Diddy. Also, I have a studio. I do production. I got a record out. Oh, the new single, Sex, by Don Cheese. It's
ooh,
already out.
That mug nice. That's a fetish. Yes. We gonna put that one on iWire Music Distribution.
Yes.
Come on, you and
no
Mr.
Doubt.
E, come mess with me, man. We got 600 destinations. We putting records on like in Universal Records. We can get you our Vivo channel where y'all get that hot video going.
Woo.
Okay, I'm your girl
right
on up. Air Divas. Make sure y'all follow
I'm
me
your
on
girl.
Everywhere. Real name, government name, Delise Kelly. Y'all can see me on Facebook. See me shining. Key to the city. KeyIIThecity@gmail.com or .com. KeyIIThecity.com. That's how you can follow me.
And follow me at Ebony Mose, EBONYMOZAY. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the live too. I appreciate y'all watching the whole hour when we lost connection and we came right back. And y'all,
shout out to
we
Rachel.
Just continue to watch us every
they
Sunday.
Show up.
Hopefully, we have some fun topics next week too.
No, y'all call. Make sure y'all hit us up. Love and War Talk, right, Mr.
Yeah,
G?
Yeah, if y'all have
Mr.
anything
e,
y'all want to talk
Mr.
about.
Mr. G, you a G. Mr. E, I'm on that. Excuse me, y'all. I'm saved, but I'm still trying to be saved from vodka.
We're going to keep her in prayer. She came straight from church to here today,
Love
too,
and War Talk. I still need Jesus. We all
we
gonna
all
pray.
Need him.
Everybody that got sexual fetishes, we going to pray for you.
It's all right, baby.
Y'all pray for us.
It's all right. Somebody out there for everybody.
They going to lick
you
your booty.
Your
they going to do it to your toes.
Blow in your booty holes. I mean, they going to do it to you.
Do it till you do it. Oh, whatever sexual fetish you got inside. Okay, Missy,
we love
don't,
you for listening.
Don't cut off. We love you. May, hey, Love and War Talk. loveandwartalk@gmail.com. Yeah, that's how you can email us your topic. What you want us to talk about next week? Wait a minute. We down to 6 seconds. We out, huh? Okay, wait a minute.
You know, D gonna ride this shit.
Hey,
I'm gonna
ride it out. We gonna talk it to the post like they used to do in radio. Let me drink your drink.
You know, and they used to whip us too. Like, don't you talk all the way up to the post. That's
don't
why we got fired.
We don't talk up to the post, damn it. We not on regular radio. We on internet radio at the After Party Radio Network, Montana.
We love you.
Thank you for giving us this platform, baby. We live in Inglewood, California. Come and do an interview.
You feel me?
Celebrities. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. The authors, sex,
y'all
you,
love,
counselors.
Love and war people. We love y'all for watching.
Hey, send me them sex toys too, by the way.
I come from the school of the fly wicked and the slick. A lot of people already know exactly where sex is. It's the home of the jackets and the cracks. You best to name them all.